be confused with the pumping panties, an establishment our good friend J-Dub likes to stop at. This isn't the first time this poor island has witnessed or issued deadly turtle meat, but in the words of the great Michelangelo, we're lean, we're green, and we're mean.
So just remember, the double champ does what the f*** he likes, and a happy St. Patty's Day night.
Let me tell you, that's what I call a stiff date. Welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied today by Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and Justin Richardson. On this show, we'll be bringing you the internet's juiciest news stories and reporting on everything from Nebraska women pulling petrol to the deadly sea turtle meat and how an entire city is rejoicing to have a Barkley again. We're going to head to Liam Reese, who's going to give us the latest on a man who took a million-to-one shot. Liam. What's the scoop?
In entertainment news, the guy that tried to off Reagan in 81 will be performing his latest hits in Naugatuck, Connecticut. John Hinckley became a household name when he opened fire towards Ronald Reagan, paralyzed a press secretary, and injured two other people, all so he could impress Jodie Foster. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity and went on to spend the next 40 years in a psychiatric hospital before being released in 2022. Hinckley is putting some of that notoriety to good use later this month at the Hotel Huxley. And don't miss this one, folks. It will be his first ever live performance if you don't count the assassination attempt. So come on over, folks. Advance tickets are only $15, $20 at the door on March 30th at 7 p.m., which also happens to be the 43rd anniversary of when he opened fire towards Reagan. By the way, Hinckley is choosing to perform folk music, making trying to knock off Reagan the second worst decision he's made in the past 50 years. I'm Liam Reese with entertainment news. Back to you, Matt.
Thank you for that, Liam. Man, now that's what I call a one-hit wonder. Excellent stuff. Thank you for that, Liam. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to the land of the Cornhuskers, where Mikey Medigan has a story for us. Mikey, what's the story?
On site, on scene here in Lincoln, Nebraska, where police have taken into custody a 45-year-old female resident named Dawn Thompson, who over a six-month period was able to pump 7,314 gallons of liquid gold gasoline free at a local pump and pantry, not to be confused with the pump and panties, an establishment our good friend J-Dub likes to stop at. But to obtain this gas, Thompson learned that if you took your card, which was a gas card, and swiped it two times, you could put it into what they call demo mode, where you could pump gas for free. And the old dirty Dawn pumped over $28,000, even renting her discount fuel card to her friends for a cash payment. But finally, the lead loss prevention officer, who I can only assume spent 6 years in high school, then dropped out at 24 with no diploma, exposed the plan to the police in a short 6 months. Now, I, the Wonder Bread WAP, I think this is a beautiful thing, Matthew. I think it's a beautiful thing to get back at the gas gods. Me, Mikey Medigan, WPP News, back to the studio.
All right. Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. Latest news, the defendant is responding by stating the ancient rule of two swipies and no takebacks. All right. Well, thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to give us something a little unexpected for the up-and-coming holiday. J-Dub, what's the story?
Matthew, this coming weekend is the glorious and beautiful event of St. Patrick's Day. Previously born in Britain, accepted by the Irish, and drove out all the snakes. We all know this beautiful poem that we all sing and pray or say each year. It's St. Patrick's Day once again, so make sure you leave out gifts for our old fiery friend. Pour out some proper 12 and leave a little bit of blow for when midnight strikes, he'll stumble into your home. If you've been good, he'll give you gifts, but if you've been bad, he'll punch you in your So just remember, the double champ does what the he likes, and a happy St. Patty's Day night. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you for that, J-Dub, and I'd have to like you to apologize to absolutely nobody, because that was great. All right, very good. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head back to Liam Reese, who's going to give us the scoop on a fatal withdrawal. Liam, what's the scoop?
Two women in Ashtabula, Ohio, were arrested for attempting to pull a real-life Weekend at Bernie. Lorene Ferrallo and Karen Casbone lived with a guy named Douglas Lehman. Well, when Doug tragically passed away, instead of mourning their roommate, these two animals only saw dollar signs. Before he died, Lehman's bank tellers would allow the two women to withdraw cash from his account as long as he was present. So, on March 4th, I imagine they threw on a denim jacket, a striped shirt, and some sunglasses on poor Doug. Next, they loaded him into the car and propped him up in the passenger seat. The teller, unaware that she was living in an 80s movie, withdrew the money like it was any other day. Here's where it gets dark, folks. Ferrallo and Casbone dropped Lehman's dead body off at the hospital without leaving any info or like even alerting anybody, and they took off, completely forgetting that it was not actually 1989 and that there were cameras everywhere. Police quickly caught up with these two scumbags, and they are being charged with theft and gross abuse of a corpse. So folks, please keep in mind, the next time you get an idea from a movie, you may want to consider advances in technology since then and the fact that you're a complete moron. I'm Liam Reese, WPP News. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Liam. Let me tell you, that's what I call a stiff date. Excellent stuff. Very good. Thank you for that, Liam. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Menegon, who's going to give us the latest about turtles in a half shell and some turtle power. Mikey Menegon, what's the story?
I'm here on site, on scene, on the island of Pemba, located off the eastern coast of Africa in the Indian Ocean, where it's currently being reported 9 people have died and another 78 have been hospitalized from jabroniism, toxism, or whatever the Asian lady said on the Google. A rare food poisoning, which came from dining down on Donatello. Now, not the Italian legend, but the turtle. Yep, a sea turtle, which I was told by locals is a delicacy here on the island. I'll be honest, I'm not sure what he meant, because it seems like everybody here is pretty poor to me. I don't know. Maybe 3 or 4 guys got money. I don't know what the delicacy thing is. Either way, this isn't the first time this poor island has witnessed or issued deadly turtle meat. But in the words of the great Michelangelo, we're lean, we're green, and we're mean. Michael Menegon, WPP News. Back to you, Matthew.
Thank you for that, Mikey Menegon. I'll tell you this, turtles haven't been in this much trouble since they messed with Hiroko Saki.
And turtles say wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Excellent stuff. On that note, we're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to give us the rundown on some of the latest news. J-Dub, what do you got for me?
I just have a few stories that came across my desk this week, and I just wanted to knock them out. In sad news, depressing, terrible, heartwarming, in a sense that the cartels have drawn a ceasefire in Mexico to celebrate, for lack of a better term, the loss of this great individual. He gave us Frieza, Super Saiyans, Trunks, Chi-Chi, Bulma. I just want to thank Akira Toriyama, 68 years old, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, 291 episodes of pure yelling, yellow hair, and abs like you've never seen before. Thank you. Thank you so much. First off, strongest character in the show, Chi-Chi. Take that pounding from Goku. Ooh. Anyway, the royal family doesn't know where Kate Middleton is. People think she's dead. Philadelphia has a Barkley back. And honestly, I am very happy about it. We got a Barkley back in the backfield. Let's go, baby. Thank you very much, Matthew. Back to you.
Thank you for that, Jada. I would just like to say, Kamehameha. All right. Well, speaking of the New York Football Giants being a garbage team and a garbage organization, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied as always by Liam Reese, Mikey Menegon, and J-Dub Justin Richardson. In case you are wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can also on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast, and you can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workperspectives@gmail.com, and please like and subscribe to keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. Thanks. See you.